lie.
So during the break, Marnie has learned that she cannot figure out how to work her phone.
I don't know.
There's volume.
The struggle is real.
And Doug walked in the kitchen and dropped a wine glass.
I did.
He feels bad about it, but I'm thankful because now I had nine of the short wine glasses. Now I only have eight, which is good because
with your OCD with
the symmetry of the cabinet is nice because two rows of four are better than two rows in an odd one.
You know what? I'm here to help, Clayton. Yeah.
You're doing a good job.
Am I the first cast member to break anything?
Yep.
No, I feel like over 7 years.
I've never broken anything.
Okay.
We've had a lot of technical issues.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Well, we're going to try to get you entertainment with Kat and Doug and whatever the hell we're going to talk about. So good luck to you all.
All right, I'm going to start.
Okay.
Apparently, the American Music Awards are still a thing, and apparently they happened tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Really?
What is with the award shows getting some shit-ass...
Whatever, Ross's daughter. Help me.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Bingo.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But weren't the Emmys on a really shitty night, too? Like, weren't they on, like, Monday at 5 p.m.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Lord, nobody cares about award shows anymore. Why do we keep having them? In any event, so now we have something to talk about. Right.
That's why they have them.
So that we have something to talk about on this podcast?
When Al's gone.
Thank you, American Music Academy.
They're doing their job.
My God. Well, with the midterm elections around the corner and voter registration deadlines looming in many states, in fact, I believe today is Arizona's.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening and you're in Arizona, go fucking check your shit out before midnight. Do it. Do it now. Or we won't like you anymore.
All right.
So much to do.
In any event, the AMA host this year was Tracy Ellis Ross, Diana Ross's daughter. Well, I love her. Mm-hmm. I love her a lot.
And her wonky eye.
What if?
That's what I would say.
Everybody's got kind of a wonky eye. I know a lot of people with kind of a lazy
eye.
Her.
Yeah.
She can read two scripts at once.
That's exactly right. She can read the script and watch The Door.
Yeah, starring on that show Blackish, which is delightful.
It's
and
so
fun.
Good. Such a good show. Al turned me on to that show, too.
And Hulu forgot that I watched the whole thing, so it's making me start from the beginning. Like, it's making me. But every time I finish something else, it's like, here's another episode of Blackish. I'm like, what
can't you skip?
Oh, of course I can.
Oh, I don't know how Hulu works.
I have to pick up the remote.
Netflix does the same thing now when the show ends.
Oh, does it start something else? I know it starts a trailer of something else.
What it'll do, because I've been watching Unbreakable Kimmy, I'm like a year behind, and I'll watch it. And when it ended, it used to say, do you want to do the next? And now it says next episode starting in 10
there's
seconds.
Right.
They're trying to hook
somewhere.
You into not leaving.
No, I need
it. It keeps me from picking up the remote, which I greatly enjoy.
Exactly.
Because I'm just...
I don't know that I want to be force-fed everything.
I don't either.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
I didn't like it. I'm fine.
Well, in any event, Tracy Ellis Ross.
Politics.
Put her clothing where her priorities are. In one of her many outfit changes, she detoured from the official proceedings to note that she's registered to vote while wearing an I Am a Voter t-shirt.
Nice.
I feel
like we all need those. Nice. We'll make some.
I have one at home.
She wasn't the only one who brought politics on stage during his acceptance speech for Soul R&B Male. Khaled added a few words of support to Beto O'Rourke from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Who is running to unseat Ted Cruz. He says, before I go, shout out to the 915 to El Paso, Texas. Shout out, Beto. Thank you.
Nice.
Then there was Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Period.
That's been a big story.
That's been a big story.
Well, she kicked off today's show with a smoking performance of I Did Something Bad in front of a massive snake, which I won't be watching.
No, we don't need snakes on shows.
Burn that shit down. The last time I saw a snake in the house, I moved.
No. Yeah.
And I'm kidding.
No, I would move.
No, I would too.
Because that means there's more of them.
Yep.
I know.
She also jumped into the political fray towards the end of the show after winning Artist of the Year, because, of course, Taylor Swift is Artist of the fucking year.
Every year.
Every year,
ugh.
I know.
The pop star...
But she just got a bunch of shit ton of young people to register to vote.
I like the ugh you did.
I totally agree.
That was painful.
Taylor Swift.
I know.
Ugh.
She's Artist of the Year. There's nobody better than motherfucking Swift.
I know.
By the way, picture Tracy Ellis Ross and her mother, Diana Ross. And what I like about this picture is Diana Ross is not going to be outdone by her daughter.
No, she looked.
I'm 70. Fuck you.
She still stole that photograph.
I'm Miss Ross. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And she still looks good.
Yeah, if you had that surgeon, you could too.
Sure.
Yep.
Buy anything.
Yeah, like Jane Fonda.
Okay, so what happened?
In any event, after Artist of the Year, the pop star noted that the AMAs are voted on by the people. She says, you know who else is voted on by the people?
Oh, no. Well, okay, I'm liking her more and more.
What a fucking segue.
Yeah. Right. Well done. She should be on this show.
I know. Yeah. She said, the
call her up.
The midterm elections on November 6th. Get out and vote.
Vote for her.
Yeah.
Now, you may have noticed in the news on Sunday, Taylor finally expressed a political opinion because she was notably silent in 2016. So this Sunday, she endorsed her first political candidate while denouncing the Tennessee Republican, Marsha Blackburn.
Who's a bitch.
Who's awful.
Yeah.
Saying Blackburn's voting record in Congress appalls and terrifies me.
Mm-hmm.
In her letter on Instagram, Swift threw her support behind Democrat Phil Bresden, as well as incumbent Democrat Jim Cooper in the House race. She also newly encouraged her followers to register and vote.
Mm-hmm.
If it takes That's Taylor bad. Swift to get young people to vote,
I'm in.
I'm fucking in.
Yep.
Did you hear what Dick Bag in Chief said?
Oh, yeah.
He likes her music 25% less now.
25%? Does he understand what 25% means?
And did you see what Mike Huckabee fuckhead said?
No.
Well, it would matter if 13-year-old girls could vote. Never mind that Taylor Swift's first hit was 8 years ago.
Right.
It's, you know, the fans aren't...
Do the math.
You know, just figure it out.
They're old enough for you to molest them. They're old
exactly,
enough to fucking
exactly.
vote.
Exactly. Right.
It was interesting to hear some of the commentary of people who... Because there was belief for a very long time because she didn't comment. It was believed that she was a closeted conservative.
Yep. I saw this.
Yada, 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 yada.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So to listen to the commentary of some of the people who are big Taylor Swift fans.
I
wish that she would have kept this to herself. Mm-hmm. And I wish that she wouldn't have gotten into the mix with all this. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. And I'm like, yeah, because what she just did was rally the base that you don't want to have, that you want to shut out.
Right.
If it's college kids, if it's minorities, if anybody.
Yeah.
You just don't want somebody as popular as her. And it was interesting to hear the other ones just like,
Moaning and groaning.
I just wish she would never have gotten into this.
Well, that's always the thing. When celebrities get into politics, the people that don't want young people to vote are like, oh, celebrities should mind their own business.
Right, exactly.
Just fucking play basketball.
Now,
we don't care about
it. Right.
If she would have come out about she was happy that dumbass just got into the Supreme Court.
Or came out in support of Marsha Blackburn.
Or, you know, she doesn't believe in abortion or all these other things. Everybody would, this is why we need celebrities to rally the base.
They would have loved it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fucktards.
Yeah, I'm sure Taylor Swift has nothing or doesn't know anything about Blackburn. And then he added with a laugh, let's say that I like Taylor's music about... He's 25% less now. Okay.
Actually.
And then walked away.
He doesn't even know what 25% is.
And he doesn't know one of her songs.
But actually, what I think she does know about her, because what I think, isn't she from Tennessee?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
So what was really smart about what she did is she didn't chime in about, this is what I like about
she
this Taylor Swift thing.
She didn't say anything outside of.
She didn't go after Kavanaugh. Uh-huh. She didn't talk about Trump. She talked about her own place. So he can fuck off. Because she started with what's important, you know, what matters to her. So good for her.
And to be honest, I don't really give a shit at all what Taylor Swift says about anything, period, because I don't really care for her music or anything else.
And your mom likes her.
Well, I think she's speaking
less,
as a woman, though, who hates Marsha Blackburn's anti-misogynistic fucking shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm in.
It's just
the point was
I'm
that
in.
She's willing
the message is good.
But
it's a good message from it's a responsible message.
There was an issue, though, with, I think it. Someone else that she was supporting, and they said that they would, or maybe it was this Bresden, said he would have supported Kavanaugh and backed that. So they're trying to spin it like, so she is for Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And it's like, okay, well, shut the fuck up.
That's him being a politician.
Yeah. That's happened, guys.
Right.
Like,
okay,
it's happened,
so
it's
happened.
Over.
It's done, right.
The Kavanaugh thing is
That's
not
exactly
a thing anymore.
Right.
All right, Doug, dig something up so I can look up some more shit.
So you were talking about the Connors starting.
Yeah.
And
was
I did
right,
see.
Wrong, no.
I, well,
and that
I don't
was
know.
Tonight. You said
that's
right.
I don't think so because I.
It may be next week.
Okay.
It's coming back. So I did see. I didn't read the story, but I saw something that said that Lori Metcalf and Sarah Gilbert had reached out to Roseanne.
Oh.
To reconnect, and that Roseanne hadn't responded.
Okay.
Oh.
And then the other interesting thing about Sarah Gilbert. So. I don't know. I mean, so you know the show The Talk?
Yeah.
The other one with and
Julie Chen
left.
Yep.
Well, wait, so, Julie Chen Moonves now.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Now she's
Moonves.
Using all the names.
Oh, okay.
All the names.
Oh, that's it. She is?
Oh, yeah. Yes, she is.
Oh, that's
the
very
day,
interesting.
The day after he got accused, she went
I
full name.
I didn't know that.
Full name.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So I just thought this was weird. So I know the talk. I mean, it's not like the biggest. It's not the biggest show in the world, but still.
Yeah.
And so on the day she left, I DVR'd it just because I was like, I want to hear how they handle the fallout. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sarah Gilbert came on and she's like, well, when I created the show, I was blah, blah, blah. And I thought, you created the show.
That's her show.
I know. So how did she get the money to do that?
Hold on. Are you talking about the Connors?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I segued.
We jumped ship.
I jumped over to it's about Sarah Gilbert. But no, she created the show, The Talk.
Yeah.
But how does Sarah Gilbert have that kind of money?
Roseanne residuals.
Roseanne.
Okay. There's that much. Oh.
There's it's all. It's, wait. It's all syndication for 20 years.
It's all coming back. So
and
remember,
she's a power lesbian.
So, but hang on. So remember. Okay.
Oh,
so that's interesting.
She's got a famous wife too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Linda.
Yeah. Something.
Linda.
So remember when we were talking about the residuals in syndication, and we were talking about Cosby, and how that would affect people,
right?
So when the Roseanne thing, this is interesting because I have insomnia, so I'm up late at night. Mm-hmm. So when the Roseanne thing happened, TV Land and the other one that runs them at night in syndication, Nick at Night, killed them. They were like, no more Roseanne.
Right.
So
Linda Perry.
So what I noticed was last week they were back on.
Which one?
This is Roseanne is back in syndication.
Okay.
Really?
It's interesting, isn't that? They got rid of it and then they brought it back.
Mm-hmm. I just think that's interesting. Our attention span is this big.
That's what I mean. Right. So it's are the Cosby ones going to come back? Or, you know. So I just thought that was interesting.
I think Cosby's a different crime.
Thanks for that statistic, Mom.
Oh, no, that's definitely different. Oh, yeah. See, thank you, Mom and I.
100,000 voter registrations voted since Swift's announcement.
Nice.
That's nice.
That's a lot.
Thanks, Mom and
I. Okay, I was just curious about Sarah Gilbert. It was just interesting.
We talked about it last week, and I realized you weren't here last week with us. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I had mentioned was...
We did not show up for work, Doug.
The thing about...
I'm going to dock my pay.
The unfortunate thing about the Cosby Show not being... Now, granted, I know Al didn't. He never thought the Cosby Show was good or funny, and I did. I always enjoyed it.
I've seen every episode 700 times.
Yeah. What bugs me about it is obviously all of those actors and actresses spent a lot of time creating what I thought was a quality show.
Mm-hmm. That's so
their
career. They.
That's their residual. That's their life. That's them investing in themselves.
Bad.
So, for me personally, I don't have an issue with them replaying the shows. However, I want whatever resids that Cosby should have got go to women's shelters.
Absolutely.
Or they go to...
Awareness of sexual harassment.
However they do it.
Of course.
Because I'm thinking, I don't want Felicia Rashad, Malcolm Jawal Warner... Yeah.
And the guy that was on the TV that was working at Trader Joe's.
Right. I don't want all of them to get shafted out of whatever's coming to them because they didn't fuck up.
I agree.
October 16th is the episode.
So it's next week. Next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting.
So again, for Roseanne, I always enjoyed the show before.
Yeah.
I always did. Again, Alden.
I'd be okay if she came back.
I was kind of hit or miss with it.
I liked it.
I like some of the humor. I thought it was fine.
I did too. And
maybe it's because
I like John Goodman.
The original Roseanne series.
John Goodman and Laurie Metcalf were worth watching.
Right.
Every episode of that show.
Yeah. So I have no problem with that coming. I get why ABC distanced themselves from Roseanne. I get that, blah, blah, blah. However, the older shows, again, when she didn't do whatever she did, again, those residuals, and if they want to divert funds and make them go to whatever charity, I don't care. But the Laurie Metcalf, the John Goodman, and all of the other characters, Sarah Gilbert, all the other characters, that's their livelihood.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it's fair that they take them down and not show them because of something somebody else did. There's got to be some sort of and I would venture to guess that probably, and Al would probably be somebody who would know this, in future contract negotiations, I would guess...
They might be writing that would be
a writer in it. If you fuck up and you do something that makes us pull you as a character, the show goes on, but from then on out, all of your monies... Yeah. I'm sure there's got to be some that they're going to do.
They'll look at this.
Right. I mean,
for sure.
If you say something horrible about animals, PETA gets your money.
Yeah.
Or if you do something horrible against a certain race, or you say something against a political thing, I figure that they're going to work
morals
something.
Clause.
Right, right. That morals clause is a big deal.
Right.
I figure they're going to work some way on somehow.
Yep.
I'm not sure how, but they'll do it.
And it says after a sudden turn of events, the end. I mean, it doesn't go any further. Just the Connor family is forced to face the daily struggles of life in a way they never have before.
Right, because Roseanne dies of an opioid overdose.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
They're gonna,
do you recall, did you watch the series when it came back?
Nope.
Okay, I so did. What had happened in the series, Roseanne was facing a knee replacement.
Uh-huh.
And that was the storyline. The thing was, she was, I guess, shopping pharmacists.
She was taking opiates.
She had multiple prescriptions that weren't hers. She was taking more than she was actually prescribed.
Which is a good thing to do, because that's a news story that was in the
movie. But with us, with our laser focused finger on the pulse of the opioid, she dies of an opioid overdose in the news, in the Connors. That's how they off her.
Right.
So the turn of events is
I'm intrigued. I didn't,
and
when
it's
they
topical,
said that.
It's topical because middle America, well, the whole, all of the country, but there are certain areas, like isn't Ohio one of the big ones?
Do you want to hear a shocking statistic?
They're dealing with all that. So that's it's a timely topic.
Absolutely.
But that's how they
offer. More people have died of opioid overdose
deaths.
It's
hard to say, we know.
It's hard to say on your third glass of wine. Yeah. And I already broke a glass, too. then died.
That was
then,
you?
Then have died of AIDS in the U.S.
No shit.
Yeah.
And do you know
Not
what
worldwide, but in the U.S.
But do you know what that reminds me of as well?
It should
that's
blow your
crazy.
Mind.
That,
yeah.
So that correlation.
And that's 30 some odd years. 35 years? 40 years?
Right. We were right. watching a 2020 episode about the opioid crisis, right? And how, you know, with Prince and how fentanyl the killer and the whole thing. And, you know, when Al has been talking about it, because, you know, he is our rogue reporter concerning that.
Laser focused.
And
finger on the pulse.
It was, it had me, it was riveting
I don't know
watching
where that
this.
Finger's been.
I know, man.
Hey, this is a good family call. Show.
Pick your family.
Right? It was riveting watching this 2020
it's
episode.
Shocking.
Because what was happening, one person, right? So go back to the AIDS crisis. Mm-hmm. This was something that I looked at Aaron. I'm like, this is startlingly parallel, because now people are kind of back to have sex with whomever because there's all kinds of really good medicine, so it doesn't fucking matter. And
STDs
yay,
are going
right,
up
right,
again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And same thing with this.
But the young kids are back to
stuff.
It'll never happen to me. They're not scared.
That's what I mean.
Not scared anymore.
Right.
I'm invincible.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with this opioid stuff, right? I was so taken by this whole thing. They have people that, and you can buy this shit on Amazon, and you can learn how to mix this shit on the internet, of course, right?
Of course.
And there's a, for $3,000, you too can have this thing that looks like a Y that mixes once you have the right combination of XYZ, and it'll mix the pill stuff and put it together.
And form the pills for you.
Form the pills, and then you stamp it, and I believe on the internet, you can buy the pill stampers, right? Mm-hmm. So when you go get a pill and it says like Watson 323 or something for Percocet, right? Yeah. And that's how you're going to pill identify when you look at something. They have that stamper. And they have the dyes. You can buy all the dyes on the internet to have the blue pill, have the different colors of pills. There was one person who can't think of the state. I feel like it was Ohio, but I'm probably just making shit up because you said that. Where this one guy, like they took it back to this one gentleman who, forgive me for the number, probably fucking this up, but I'm not really that far out of line if I make it up a little bit. In 24 hours, there were 40 overdoses.
Oh, wow.
And they were able to lead it back to
the same guy
who manufactured. Yeah. And that was after he had left where he had previously been, where his girlfriend died, taking the mixture of... why are you taking it if you know he's right? So it's not and from China, they're sending the stuff and they've traced it back. It was Bob who was in Iraq and
Dole.
No, the Bob. The reporter who's like
Sideshow.
Amazing. Anyway,
Sideshow Bob. No,
I just caught
that. I just caught that.
I'm like, who? Anyway, doesn't he had a roadside bombing. He's a
Woodward.
Bob Woodward. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Amazing. And he has tracked this, and it went back if I understood it correctly, like it was probably whatever came from there, because they can't do this within China. It's too difficult. Mm-hmm. But they can smuggle that shit out and bring it separately to the United States.
Mm-hmm. They can get out separately, bring it here, yeah, and put it together.
And whatever you can't get from China, you don't need to worry about it because you, yeah, can get it from wow, Amazon.
It's frightening.
Or eBay or whatever.
Because buying the individual product is not illegal.
Right. And the when the raid happened on this gentleman's house, I use that term loosely, after his girlfriend had died from the taking one of the, it was mixed too much, that Y-shaped machine
right,
that was confiscated, right? That was taken as evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's $3,000 and whatever. So when he moved to the new place and set up shop, someone there was like, hey, I'll give you this money and I'll get you going. And but they weren't willing to give out $3,000 to get the Y-shaped thing. So brilliantly, they went and they got a gallon, an empty gallon pitcher, like a milk carton, and they just started putting all the shit in there and going like this, and shaking it up. So there are some pills, and it was all Tylenol otherwise, right? Yeah. So your liver, right? So you either had, some people would take it, and it would be
one
all
dosage.
Tylenol, or, right, and some other people might take like it. Like Russian it would be roulette. Fine. Absolutely.
Wow.
And other people were taking solid fentanyl. There was a guy, one of the guys who died, had been in little, like he was just, you know, growing up, little league and all this stuff. And then at 30, it was, you know, a knee kind of thing.
It's
or
always
a,
some injury.
An yeah, injury.
Oh, yeah, that starts it, sure.
He, and couldn't sleep because of it. It wasn't about pain. It was about sleep, anxiety. Sorry. And it was Xanax. It was Xanax. And he, a buddy of his said, you know, he's like, I can't sleep. So he said, I have a Xanax. You want to try to take that? So they go on and they tell the whole story about how guy took it. Well, he sure slept forever. He died that night after taking this. That one time.
Because it wasn't a Xanax.
It wasn't a Xanax at all. And then they showed the pill. That's right. Because they could. Because he only took a quarter of it.
Wow.
Mm.
He only took, he had broken off a quarter of it because he wasn't Mr. Pill Taker. And he was nervous about like taking the whole thing and his anxiety. He took a quarter of this pill and fucking died.
Wow.
Because it was loaded with fentanyl when they got it back.
Holy wow, shit.
Right. And it was leading back to this same guy. So when we talk about AIDS and how, you know, it they can lead it back, and when you watch And the Band Played On, right? And same thing with this motherfucker. Like, they were able to lead it back, and it was startling watching this. 2020.
I record all of them. How long, which was it last week?
No, I want to say it was a few weeks ago. I'll look it up and tell you what date, but
it's all, they're all my DVR.
Yeah, I record every week. There would have been like 4 or 5 ago or something, okay, so a few weeks ago. But it was, honest to God, it was riveting. And they talked a lot about Prince.
Right.
And, you know, I think people kind of went to, because of the pain, the hip stuff.
Yeah.
That he was pill seeking and just really dumping him down. And it doesn't sound like that. It was, you couldn't get a legitimate script. Yeah. And so again, he went and he got a bad batch and
wow.
Some, because that's what they're doing. They're mixing it with fentanyl. And I'm not sure why. Why do you want to kill off the people that,
oh, I don't think they care.
No, but I mean, you're not making that much off per pill.
Because the fentanyl's real. It's like super strong.
Yeah. So why? I mean is, like, why wouldn't you want to taper that back so that they keep coming back? I mean, if you want to keep making money, right, why are you killing off the people that are going to buy
it? If somebody's going to get drunk, you make them buy 5 drinks, not the first one.
Correct. Mm.
Right.
No.
So
yeah. Stretch that out.
Yeah. I don't know. I just it didn't make sense to me, but none of it makes sense.
A lot of this is difficult. It's difficult for me to understand because I've never been a smoker. Mm-hmm. I've never had a drug issue. I've never done drugs.
Sure.
She likes her. What's that woman on Ellen? I drink a little, but I love Jesus.
I cuss. But that's right.
I don't even believe in that. But
yeah. I drink a little.
But yeah. I can't imagine fighting with that because mm-hmm. I've never been addicted to anything. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of that. I've never had that fight.
Yeah.
So again, like you both used to smoke,
mm-hmm.
and you I don't know what mm-hmm. how you got through or past that.
Addiction. Yeah. Oh, I did until 93.
How long did you smoke though?
Maybe 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's a long time. Mm-hmm.
And you?
But I wasn't. I didn't smoke like a pack a day. I never smoked more than 10 or 12 cigarettes a day. But still, I quit,
wait.
I didn't.
Mm-mm. You didn't smoke more than that? How many's in a pack?
No, 20.
20 in a pack.
Oh, my bad.
No, I was never a heavy smoker, but I did smoke every day. I just liked it, and I would smoke on the weekends when I drank. But quitting was hard. Mm. Yeah, it was a
How
hard
long did
one.
You smoke, Martin?
The first time for 11 years, and then the second time for 8 years.
Okay, Kat?
I smoked 18 years.
Wow.
At least a pack a day steadily.
That's a lot.
Wow. Yeah.
At least a pack a day.
Yeah, at least a pack a day, sure.
Yeah.
Pack a day.
Easily two when I was at work because you could still smoke in the bar.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So I would sit up in that DJ booth and burn a pack of cigarettes in 5 hours easily. Yeah.
Sure.
And keep in mind, Clayton, when you're talking about never having had that problem, right?
I have a lot of other problems.
No, right. But by choice.
That makes up for it.
Oh,
by choice.
And it
goes out to, you know, anyone who is listening or at some point may listen, you poor dears. But that's something that, like Aaron has talked about it multiple times. Yes, Aaron smoked, and yes, Aaron has had Ernie for those
other listeners.
But when she had her back surgery, she got hooked on Percocet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Like, legitimately hooked on Percocet.
I used to take oxycodone.
There you go.
When I was recovering from the bone marrow transplant.
Of course.
So I had to have it, and man, I will tell you this.
Aaron said she's just blessed for the people around her because
I understand why it's really appealing because you do feel amazing mm-hmm. when you're high on opiates. Mm-hmm. It is the most, like,
until you're
euphoric
dead.
Yeah. feeling.
Yeah.
And they had to wean me off the pills mm-hmm. when I got back home. And I was like, just taking one in the at night to just get me through the early evening because I was like, I need my pill. Mm-hmm. And when they were like, okay, now you're done, you know, and it was interesting because there were other people who were like taking 10 a day.
Yeah.
And I was only taking my one, but it would last a good 5 hours.
Yeah.
And I liked that feel. I was hooked,
mm-hmm.
even though it was small. And I remember even when they cut me off, it was only about 4 or 5 days, but I was like, I want my fucking pill.
Right.
And they were like, and
it doesn't
they
matter
even
if it's one or 15.
No, exactly.
You're like, you're jonesing, and that's all you're thinking about.
I knew
about
the 15 people, and I thought with my one, I'll
drug
be okay.
Addict.
I was irritable, and I went in, and the nurse told me, she was like, you're going to be crabby for about a week, and we're not giving you any pills. So mm-hmm. throw your fit, do whatever.
Right.
You're not getting any. Yeah. I was like,
and how many people then go out?
Right. But I do get the feeling.
Oh, absolutely.
I did. It was nice to be high on that shit.
Yeah, and really that's what Aaron will say. Her eyes get a little goofy if I may, because she when she starts talking about it or really
it's called
thinking
euphoric
about it,
recall.
Okay,
you get it. You recall it, and you think you remember
You're
the euphoria.
Like, oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Sure,
I still do.
In like 96, 97, when I was still working corporate way back, I had my wisdom teeth cut out,
mm-hmm.
and I went and I had it done, and they gave me a Percocet prescription.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was like I had it done on a Friday morning and I was, you know, I went back to work on Monday, mm-hmm. and they gave me the Percocets. And I remember I lived in an apartment on, you know, over there, and it was taken for pain,
mm-hmm.
and I just took them as it was listed on the
prescribed.
Mm-hmm. I took them. I slept the whole weekend. I got up and I went to work Monday
were fine.
And the prescription was gone. I never asked about it again.
Right.
Yeah. But
thank God.
But I do recall.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
Oh yeah, it's a high.
For that
like,
3 days,
I
slept and I didn't give a shit.
No, you don't.
Right. And the thing is, it doesn't take away your pain.
I also had a water bed
up here.
Yeah,
I had a water bed, and it was summer, and the air conditioning was really cold.
Yeah.
It was a lovely 3 days.
You were on the beach. Oh,
yeah. But, yeah. But
now we're all having euphoric recall.
But you know what's funny is, because I didn't really understand, I just thought it was a pain medication. I didn't think about anything else. I didn't even realize Percocet was part of that family until you said it just now.
Oh, no, it is.
Right. I didn't even realize
it's
that.
It's an opiate.
And the fact that you can go, oh, absolutely, right. And the fact that you can go and get to make it look legitimate. Mm-hmm. And you're mixing the stuff, so you have the same size pill, you have the
same color, the stamp, right?
And it's the stamp. Think about it. And have you guys ever found a pill and you're like, oh, I wonder what that
oh,
is?
Oh, you just right.
Yeah.
Go to
online.
Finder.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be like, oh, that's no problem. And well, now you're dead because. And I had to look at Aaron.
Damn it, now you're dead.
Well, but I looked at Aaron last night and I'm like, turn. I need you to fucking promise me. Mm-hmm. And it was about anxiety because now that's. The Percocet thing is still there. Still there and always will be. But the Xanax, when they did that story about that guy, young guy with just taking a quarter of that.
Wow.
And it killing him.
Yeah.
That's where I just turned around. I was like, pause.
Yeah.
Don't.
No thanks.
No black market pills for you.
Yeah, well, because it's all about getting them from a legitimate.
But if she goes to if I have a script for it, right? That's one thing. But if you go to a friend,
like you do.
I mean, if I go to Kat, right?
Because I got lots of Percocet.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Like if it's about Xanax. And
what else
and
you want?
You've got, you know, it's so easy to have been like, you know, you're at the bar and you're like, I got kind of, and so somebody gave me a Xanax.
Like you do.
Right? I mean, and easily this happens.
Right.
Was it still me?
No. Well, it can be. This can be. Yep.
All right.
And then I look over and I'm in a place and I'm like, God, if I know Xanax has worked in the past. Like, if I just had a Xanax right now, I know that I could, like, I have one.
Mommy just needs a little Xanax.
Right? But you don't know where it came from. And
I have no idea. And Kat has no idea. And she's not trying to kill me, maybe.
Maybe.
You don't know.
Maybe. Allegedly.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, we don't have any idea.
Yeah.
Kat's not trying to do something harmful.
Maybe right. I am. Maybe I'm not.
And again... Right,
and maybe out of the two that she was given by another friend,
right.
The one was good. The second one is the bad one.
Exactly,
unbeknownst to her.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Now I'm giving away secondhand drugs.
I know,
well,
right?
You never know.
But and I apologize for bringing that down. But just going with because I remember thinking yesterday, like, oh, Al is gonna love that fucking story, and wondering if he had watched it. And so anyway. My apologies to everyone for going off on that, but it really was one of the most
informative.
No, it's
important for a lot of people to hear.
Amazing things that I've ever seen. Just do not. I feel like Nancy Reagan. Just say no.
Listen, Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Well, fortunately, all I'm on is blood pressure medication, and I get that from Walgreens, and I feel pretty safe with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for you.
There we go.
Thank God.
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of Frazzle, two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole ass one thing.
Like Kat Carlson.
Wow. Well, if you thought that last segment was a downer, wait till you get
this. Have I got a pill for you?
Wow. You're such a pill.
Coming out of Stafford, Virginia, an alarming day for a young transgender girl after she was barred from using both the boys' and the girls' locker room.
Oh, wow.
Which, you know, sad. But during a safety drill, the school was doing an active shooter drill. And instead of sheltering her with the rest of the children, She was forced to sit alone on the bleachers and then in the hall while everyone else in her physical education class took shelter in the locker rooms.
How old is she?
Middle school. So 13.
Wow.
Yeah. Teachers were apparently debating on which locker room would be appropriate for her. The her is the clue
The one she self-identifies.
Well, that and who gives a fuck? There's somebody shooting.
Right.
Send them into protective room. Anybody. I don't give a shit.
Unbelievable.
A custodial closet. I don't give a shit where they're going.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, keep in mind whenever you read the news that the world is full of good people. And so concerned parents and friends and neighbors are planning to protest at the board meeting. School spokesperson Sherry Johnson put out a statement that said Stafford County Public Schools does not comment on individual student incidents to avoid divulging confidential information.
About whether she's a boy or a girl?
Right.
Right.
However, she is the key word right there.
It's been a key, the whole time.
Keep kind of going back to that.
Really just trust people when they tell
just
you.
Just ask.
Right. They'll let you know.
She'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. Even if you ask rudely, she'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
Yeah.
She'll let you know. However, the new superintendent has requested a review of all protocols and procedures to ensure that all children are treated with dignity and respect.
What a novel fucking idea.
Right. There's an idea. Just when we thought we solved...
Wow.
Just when we thought we solved gay rights. We solved feminism last week.
Yes, we did.
Or two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, we did.
We sure did.
But no, we haven't solved gay rights. Not at all.
Just humanity. Like the... Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. In fact, we're still fighting in court about whether or not gays are protected citizens.
Yeah,
under non-discrimination acts.
Mm-hmm. Employment.
Just
all
this
that
Monday,
kind of
the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Connecticut, New York, and Vermont, reversed a previous panel decision and concluded in a 10-3 opinion that discriminating against a person on the basis of sexual orientation is a type of sex-based discrimination forbidden under federal law. We're still talking about that?
Still talking about that.
Still talking about that.
Wow.
Of course, people that don't want everyone to be equal will argue that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 does not mention sexual orientation. So if it doesn't mention it,
we can't possibly put that in there.
Duh.
It's like a VIP at the club. You're not a...
not me, not
sorry,
on the
guys.
List.
You're not on the list. Not on the list.
Go to the back.
Ugh. Oh my goodness. God. And that's not the only one. So there are... this next session of the Supreme Court began on October 1st.
Oh, yesterday. The Supreme Court with that guy.
Last week.
Yeah.
That guy. Right.
Started Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. No, October 1st. The Supreme Court's new term began October 1st.
That was... Oh, I'm sorry. A week ago.
Oh.
My bad. A week ago.
It was today's the ninth.
Still a Monday, but a week ago Monday.
Today's the ninth.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Finger on the pulse.
Now, as of the writing of this particular article, which was dated today, so allegedly it's current, justices have not yet accepted any cases squarely addressing LGBTQIA LMNOP rights. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of us.
It's a lot.
There's
it's
a lot.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
However, numerous appeals raising key issues for our community are waiting in the wings. There are currently 4 petitions now pending before the court asking it to decide whether federal sex discrimination laws encompass discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity, like the second appeals court that we just talked about. Its ruling could determine whether LGBTQ people are protected at all.
Yeah,
Supreme Court has that power. 2 cases challenging the president's attempt to ban transgender people from the military or at the Federal Court of Appeals, one step away from the Supreme Court. Several cases already on appeal could, again, apply to the court as to whether there are circumstances in which businesses have a constitutional right to discriminate. Yeah. Jesus says, I hate gays, so fuck you, you're out.
Good Lord.
We're ending on a high note.
Your unprovable sky father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't prove him, but by God, he's going to dictate shit.
So, accordingly, it could be a big year for LGBTQ Americans in the highest court of the land, but it might not be.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court doesn't have to consider any of these cases out of approximately 7,000 requests that the court receives. They only agree to hear about 80. So less than 1%, or slightly more than 1%.
Right.
No.
So news to watch, but we solved feminism. That was good. Now we got to solve gay rights.
I know Doug listens to MSNBC about as much as I do. What they've been talking about with regards to what's his name being put on there as the ninth, you know, rounding out the nine.
Bart O'Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Ralph Club president.
One of the things that they were talking about is they've been asking, you know, well, what are they going to be taking on? What are they going to be hearing? And one of the things was they're really hitting some low softballs at the first part of this, right, to get through some things that aren't really crucial. And
right,
based on, is it Roberts now? Is it Roberts who's the chief?
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now it's like there's a very good chance that he's going to deflect a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to get in the
right,
in the mud, in the mix of this, because then they can just sort of skate past this, still deal with what they've got to deal with, but some right, of it he can reject listening to because it's like, we're not, we'll yeah, let you all figure this out.
Right. I think it's called the rule of four, is when the potential cases come up, four of them have to agree
right,
to hear.
Oh, to take it on?
Yeah, mm-hmm, it's this weird thing.
Called, oh,
I know, it's called the rule of four. So it's worse when there's more conservatives, because the four could be four of the five conservatives,
right,
but that's another thing that plays into that, is they're good. They could just he especially because his name will go on all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Roberts
yep, for 30 years. So they were saying the one little maybe ray of hope in this disaster is that he's going to be careful because he doesn't want 5-4 decisions on landmark things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So and so they're hoping that even if there is something that could be a 5-4, he may do like he did on the one case that now I forget what it was. He went with Obama. He said went with Obama, so it would be 6-3, mm-hmm, as he doesn't want those. So they're hoping he'll be the.
It was Affordable Care Act, wasn't it?
I think that thank mm-hmm, you. That was okay. Thank you.
The number of things.
He went 6-3 in the other direction because he didn't want a 5-4. So, you know, the whole thing, like Rachel Maddow was saying, you know, within 12 months, she predicted Roe v. Wade could be gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're saying, you know, Roberts is not going to do that. It's the thought process. He's not going to let that happen. So if it was a 5-4, he'll go the other way and try to convince someone to go with him. So I'd still a disaster, but mm-hmm, yeah, it's interesting though. They may try to stay out of the controversy.
Sure.
If it goes away, hypothetically.
It what?
It Roe v. Wade.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
I didn't really want to say that. So I almost threw up while saying it. It goes away. Can it then come back?
Well, it just goes back to the states.
So
right. No, I don't. So, I mean, it's not a.
There'd be a state thing.
Right. So what happens is.
And then someone sues.
The precedent of Roe v. Wade. Wasn't it an equal protections ruling? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what that was?
Privacy.
Right. So it basically said that everyone has the right to this medical care and abortions, mm-hmm, and whatever. So if that precedent is overturned, then there are what are called trigger laws in, I think it's 15 states, which automatically, should anything happen to overturn that federal statute, then abortion would become illegal in those states that minute, that fast. So then you're in a situation, then you're almost back to Dirty Dancing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the Catskills.
The best dancing movie about abortion ever.
Ever.
As Al refers to it.
Of all the musicals about abortion.
That's the best.
Tops.
Dancing is
tops.
The best one.
That is top notch.
That one is shit, let me tell you.
Yeah. Totally.
Tits. But no, so if you're in the Catskills, you're, you know, guy with a folding table and a dirty knife. Yeah. I swear I tried to get in there. I swear I could hear her screaming. Word for word, that fucking movie.
Now beginning to end.
I can do the dance too.
I like it. Yes, I've seen that.
I know. And anyway, so if you're in the Catskills, you're stuck with the guy with the folding table and the dirty knife. But if you live in California, odds are you can still receive the care that you need. So then it even further burdens people that are already financially, socioeconomically, or geographically burdened.
And they're all going to be dying, and or mm-hmm, it's going to be a hell of a lot
but
more
Texas
expensive.
Has proved it can be burdened now, even with it being legal, because they closed all the...
Because they've closed all the
There's like
abortion
one
clinics,
place you can get an abortion in Mississippi.
Or they just made all the rules so ridiculous
Right. And there are cases that are arguing against that, too, that will probably never receive, you know, get to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
But yes, if something landmark comes up and they overturn Roe v. Wade, X amount of states, I don't remember how many it is, but it's mm-hmm, quite a few.
Okay.
Instantly, abortion's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly, women start dying mm-hmm, to try and get the care that they need.
Literally.
Or they have to travel hundreds and hundreds of miles to get.
Which they can't do.
Which they can't.
Yeah.
So they'll get back alley abortions and die.
They can't? Is that what you're saying?
They can't afford to.
I'm sorry. If you're living in bumfuck Iowa and you don't have a car, if you're Jenna in fucking Waitress,
right.
Yeah.
You cannot travel to get to get the care that you need.
I'm not questioning. I just misheard what she said.
Yeah.
No, but no, but you're right. I get what you're saying.
My mom, and I'm sure your mom does too. She told that mom talked about it, like remembers.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Sure.
That era, right.
I mean, just
staggering.
And
the lengths that women would go to avoid an unwanted pregnancy is just frightening. Yeah. Mm.
And it's
so hopefully that won't be happening. Yeah. They may not even hear a case like that because they get to decide.
Well,
the way I keep
seeing it is as many affairs as the Republicans keep having, they keep requesting abortions right and left. So some of them are going to want to protect this, I think.
But that's the problem is that it comes down to the money, right?
Right, because they will have the means and they will know a guy.
Right.
Rich people can always get things done.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
White, rich people.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. And that's the part that just kind of like...
Yes. Mm. White, rich people.
Four white people sit in this room and talk about this, but as a white woman
at the head of an empire, I can't afford to drive two states away to get
healthcare. Who also has no chance in hell of getting pregnant.
Well, pretty small. Yeah, pretty small.
But you're right.
But not zero.
Yeah, what? But not zero.
Not zero.
But it's pretty low.
But you know when you... But
it's pretty low.
But when you paint those pictures, like what's an 18-year-old black girl in Mississippi who was raped with no money
by her uncle
with no money? How is she going to get on a bus and go 900 miles and find $500 to get an abortion?
She's not going
to. I don't even know what they cost, but something like that. So it drives me...
We have to change the subject. We'll find her and stop her.
Yeah.
And they'll make her carry it to term.
Exactly. So we have to change the subject.
Yeah, because they care about the baby.
Right. We only care about the babies when they're in there. But once they're out, they're on their own.
Bootstraps, bitches.
They're on their own.
That's right.
Get your bootstraps.
Do you think you came up with something or no?
This is when you asked us about something about us.
Well, hang on a minute. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow. Which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
Oh my gosh, what could be in store for us?
I'm nervous.
I'm excited.
So, the segue from the last thing. So, big issues, and we're not really going to.
Okay.
Because against the backdrop of across the country of the whole Kavanaugh thing, and I got to, if you indulge me quickly, there was the day of the testimony, that Thursday. What are the chances in a million that in my Violence in America class, it's a survey class, each chapter is a different thing, that the lecture that landed that day for chapter 6 was rape and sexual assault.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I know. Okay. I was like, and so they came walking in, are we going to watch it on TV? No. I'm like, no, we're going to have a lecture. Yep. It kind of fell apart. I didn't want to go into that. But because what I noticed is because it was against the backdrop of everything. So people were wound up. Mm-hmm. And so we've all been going through that. We just had our abortion thing. Mm-hmm. So in lieu of all of that, what I would like to know from all of you is all of that experience that we're having nationwide, what still gives you hope? So I'm going to end on a hopeful note. What still gives you hope right now in this moment moving forward? Meaning about hope about where we are in the country. What's a hopeful thing
that you're holding on to. On the kindness of strangers.
All right. So is it going this way?
No, we start with Marnie.
We'll go with Marnie.
Really start with Marnie.
I just gave you my answer.
Then it comes around back to you.
Oh, okay.
I did that obviously to be an ass, but truthfully, I think I think that we still all, whether it be in this room or just the goodness in people, hold that hope that. I don't want to become that down about it or that dark about it. I look at it and I look up and I keep thinking, come on, this base needs to wake up and go, for real? Mm-hmm. This is the guy we've been following? Because it's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
A terrifying joke. Mm-hmm. But a joke. You know, because he's so stupid. And but then you see and hear stories of the goodness in people. And I think that at some point, no matter what happens otherwise, that it'll be like one of your fucking Walking Dead shit that you watch or whatever it is, that the good people will just kind of go and find each other. Demolition Man, the movie Demolition Man, will all go into the sewer, mm-hmm. right? And Taco mm-hmm. Bell will become like the big time restaurant.
Why is it always fast food in the sewer?
Yeah.
The turtles ate a lot of pizza.
Right, see? That's what I'm holding out hope in, is all of us.
So people will
just
finally.
And even
respond.
If it isn't that base, but just that, and all of the people that have been so apathetic mm-hmm. will finally go, it does count.
Yeah.
What we have to say does count.
Yeah.
And that will be eye opening. Now, is that November 6th or is that 2025? I don't fucking know.
Right.
But
in the future.
But yeah. So mm-hmm. at some point, mm-hmm. people are going to wake up, and it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, because I think that's what has been thrown literally like just a pile of shit against a wall. Like, there isn't necessarily Democrat and Republican.
Yeah.
Because they're calling themselves Republicans, right? This base and this asshole. Mm-hmm. And they're not, really.
Yeah. It's the Trump wing that's taken over.
Right. And so I think Republicans, Republicans,
Mama
are
dying.
Looking up.
Women will save us.
Oh, I love it.
She stole my
answer.
If
they don't kill us.
Right? Hmm. But I do. I really just, cool. That's what I see is the goodness in people.
Cat.
It's my T-shirts.
T-shirts will save us.
There you go.
And Kat Carlson will make them.
That's right.
They should be making them for the next protest in downtown Phoenix for whatever the hell we're fighting against.
Oh, totally.
I like it.
Yeah, I gotta make some for that.
Right.
No, I like to believe that, you know, I said it earlier, that there are way more good people.
Yeah.
They're just busy living their lives.
Sure.
As they should.
Exactly.
But other than that, I'm not full of hope right now.
Okay.
It'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
Or it won't, and I'll just keep making t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard.
Maybe I'll become the Paradise
right
Valley
now.
Curmudgeon.
There you go. Well, we already have one in Phoenix. Yeah. So
actually, it's the Paradise Valley pessimist. That's what you'd be. You have to be alliteration. Uh-huh, uh-huh. You have to be the Paradise Valley pessimist.
I can't be a curmudgeon.
The PV, PV pessimist.
Yeah, I like it.
Sounds like an STD. I don't like PV.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. I'm certainly not hopeless or without hope mm-hmm. right now. I think one of the things that pulls me through, yes, as divided as so much of it is, and this may sound Pollyanna a little, but it the funny thing is to me, like when I go to somebody's house and I hang a painting or I've installed a light or I've done something and I see, and I don't ask what their political persuasion mm-hmm. I don't ask any of that, but literally when I just see that they're happy with that, or I can make somebody mm-hmm. I can make something happy or make their life better, easier, whatever the hell it is. They're happier with their situation because I've installed or done something or whatever. I just look at that and I'm like, well, that's good. That's a positive thing. And it's like,
yeah.
It again,
controlling what's around you.
I don't know what their world is all about. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their political thing is, but I just look at all the other people that you interact with, and There's still plenty of room for happiness.
Right.
Yes.
Amidst all of this, even though mm-hmm. it's a shit show in so many ways, but it's got a term limit. Mm-hmm. It's got a term limit, and it
that's where I'm going.
Worst case scenario, mm-hmm. it could be 4 more years after this. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're gonna have to go through that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I was apparently wrong.
I didn't think we needed to go through this. Right. Yeah.
I think you're onto something there.
Yep.
However, I would like to see, and I brought this up a few weeks, I don't recall if you were here or not, but I brought up the question of, and it's not necessarily term limits, though it is, somebody made a post on Facebook with regards to all of these older white
83-year-old white
people
senators
making laws that have really nothing to do with their lives.
Yeah.
They're going to check out, so if they're not going to retire, they're going to be checking out in the next few years because they're 85.
Yeah.
What laws and decisions they're making have absolutely nothing to do with their lives. So it seems like, wouldn't it make more sense to have
mandatory retirement?
Mandatory retirement.
Yeah. Unless you're RBG.
Come in. No, unfortunately, you've got to take the good with the bad.
I know, you're right.
It's like
doing right.
It's like doing
they're
a,
all out by
it's 72. Like doing a DNA research on you know, Ancestry.com.
Yep.
You've got to take the ugly with the good.
You're right.
RBG's great. Now, that's not to say she can't be a lobbyist.
Yeah.
Right. She can do something else.
Or an advisor.
She can be effective somewhere else.
Right. She can be an advisor to somebody's mentor. Yeah.
I like this idea.
But the idea of having somebody, and I don't know what the age is, but I'm thinking maybe
70?
I was thinking 65. Okay. Maybe even 60. It seems to me that the only way a country is going to become more progressive is if you have progressive thinkers in there.
No.
I'm not saying
this segues into.
I'm not saying they're all right. I'm saying every idea is a good idea, but again, somebody who's 30 making decisions or 40 making decisions on how we should go
is a little closer to the issue.
Right. That's
no matter what side of the aisle they're on because, or how they think, but they're younger thinking.
They're going to have to. They're going to live with their decision or their family for let's say 40 years.
Right.
Let's say you know. Whatever the average age of death is for men and or women, I'm just going to go in the 80s area. Mm-hmm. But it's like it seems to me that those are the people that should be making the decision. So they'll never go for it. I don't foresee that they'll go for it.
But we can make it happen.
Check out. Here's your window. Mm-hmm. You can check in at 25.
Anytime you like.
25
but
or 30.
You can never leave. No, is that the
Hotel California?
Oh, my bad.
But it's right. But president is 35, right? That's the minimum age?
Yeah.
But I would say, like, senator, like, all of these stuff, you've got to start somewhere. Dog catcher, mine inspector.
Like that fucking jowly.
You can start political office, I would even say from 18. Like, you can start somewhere, but you can't get it. Like, maybe Senate is cut off at 30. And then you go, but you've got to check out.
I think it was Rebecca Winninger that made the post. She said something about why is there a minimum age and not a maximum age.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's a good thought experiment.
But yeah, right. It is. Because again, these people are making choices that has nothing to do with their life.
But see, Paul Ryan's the exception to your rule. He's young and terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I agree. But, I'm not saying they're all going to be winners.
Right.
Not at all.
There's no reason
Mitch McConnell should be in there making any decisions at all. Orrin Hatch. None of them.
All of them and Charles Grassley, when they were in their 20s, thought at that time, right, that women should be the property of men.
Exactly.
Sure.
And now they're making decisions about women's lives. So, no thanks.
And
I'm on board.
And the unfortunate part of it is somebody like Joe Biden, he's going to be out too.
I can live with that.
But the advisor, like, he could still be. He's
absolutely.
A very nice guy.
I get it.
Did all that. I had forgotten that he was a very big part of the interviewing of Anita Hill back in the 90s
because
I wasn't paying attention back then.
Of course.
But again, the people who are there that are. Again, like the Obama, Mr. Obama, could be an advisor to somebody. Like the good ideas can still come from somewhere.
Yeah,
but it just seems to me that there needs to be some. Again,
I get
a
it.
A line no needs reason. To be drawn.
I'm 49, and I'm like I shouldn't. I don't think I need to be making decisions for 18-year-olds in there because they've got a lot more life than I do.
Well, and I agree with what you're saying. And with the people then that are in there now. God forbid. But would they be literally and figuratively grandfathered? Like,
maybe.
I mean, they don't have to be kicked out. It's a matter of now when.
Right. No, we start out and they run their course.
Yeah, you run your course.
But from there on,
right.
Anybody who comes in now or. Yeah.
From here to here.
Yeah. You've got to, you've got to draw a line somewhere, and it may not make everybody happy, but at some point, you've got to be like, here's our new rule.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in now, fine.
Kay.
You can run your course, but if you're elected from this day forward, you've got a limit.
And if you're 63, then you can go.
It's like when they change any law.
You got a couple years.
You'll just have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so let's go to you.
Okay, so it's a good segue into what I'm thinking about when you said
we're
maybe
all about
not,
segues here on this show.
Maybe not this election cycle, but what I do think that's good that happened is it has woken up some people. So like women, and I think women are going to save us. Mm-hmm. I think women and young people and progressives. Right. So when you think of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and like her, many others like her, and there's something like 200 women now that are like running for office. But I saw this on Vice News and I liked it a lot. Not just them, but also young men too. They're calling them the extraordinary ordinary. And I'm all behind this idea.
Okay.
And what it is local people running for public office. Mm-hmm. And she famously said about the guy she was running against, it's my favorite thing that any politician has said in a very long time. What she said to the constituents, she said, he doesn't drink the water we drink and he doesn't breathe the air we breathe. Mm. And that went sold at home. And the black guy that's running somewhere else that I forget, he said, I want our elected officials to take the same bus to work as I do.
Is that
and
the Florida?
That's why I'm running.
Sure. Is that the gentleman in Florida?
I think so.
Was like, how the hell did he win?
Exactly. Mm. And so... meaning they'll relate better, right?
Right.
And I think this it may take more than one election cycle, but I think that has woken those people up, and I think it's a way for us to get to tie this to not taking corporate money to run. So Beto O'Rourke is within a whisper mm-hmm. of Ted Cruz in Texas.
And that's changed a
but
little
guess
bit
what?
Now, but
he has not. But that's not saying. My point. The point
Sorry.
Is. He's not taking PAC money, and he's not taking corporate money, and he's not associating with the DNC, because the DNC is all about that corporate money. Yeah. And so my thought process is that all the Democrats need candidates in general. We'll see if this happens. Need to go that direction.
Yeah.
So you're getting them. So it's a twofold thing. It's younger. It's more regular people. It's more progressive, and they're not doing the corporate money. So they'll separate themselves from the Republicans. Right now, you can't. Because so people can throw this easy stone. Well, they all take corporate money. It's all. Well, then don't stop doing it. Bernie Sanders. Very nearly became right. So when people go, oh well, that's crazy. No, it isn't. Bernie Sanders ran on only small donations, and Beto O'Rourke is doing it right now. Mm-hmm. So that dream just died. I'm not listening to that shit anymore. It's not true. But it's going to take the Clinton side, the people that love her, to get away from the DNC, and I think that'll be a challenge. But I think these people are going to save us. It's going to be driven by women because women always have to solve everything.
That's right.
That's where we are. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing, I think. But I think it's going to pull the younger generation who tend to be a little more egalitarian anyway. Mm-hmm. So that gives me hope. I think
it
has woken some people. Wait, is that the right word? Woken? Is that the right word?
Awakened.
Awakened. There we go. Some people up. And I am encouraged by that.
Yeah.
But
good.
And yeah, I hope so. Right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a little shred here, Kat.
And to go,
keep us going.
If I may, with what you're saying about women and what Mama Di has up there.
Yeah.
I think that there is one woman who has stood out.
Well, let her in.
For me. Well, I'm about to.
Oh.
She here now?
Lisa Murkowski.
My God, is she here now?
She's a perfect example of what I'm talking about.
Lisa Murkowski is, and you saying that made me think of that, because one of the things, she was the only GOP senator to vote against Kavanaugh.
Yep.
And in Alaska, her state has the highest rate of sexual assault.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? So one out of three women.
That hit home.
Oh, my God. And
she was going to have to face them.
There was something about, and I'm trying to find it, about her. It had to do with her mom. And
I hadn't heard.
Yeah. What I understood was that her mom had been sexually assaulted.
Okay.
And so she was trying to come to grips with whether, you know, people were saying, well, you know, his wife hasn't, and so-and-so's wife, and so-and-so. And she was like, you can throw out all the names you want, and I'm happy that nothing has happened to them. But it happened to my mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it stayed with my mom, right? And she just kind of went from there, and she said, I couldn't. There was no way for me to be able to do this. And that doing what is right.
Exactly.
And that going with, not whether it's not taking PAC money or not doing this, and voting with your conscience to say,
No,
I can't. Here is why.
Mm-hmm.
Meow cow. We woke as fuck, Dal.
That's right. You are right. Thank
well
you.
Played.
Well, she Murkowski yeah also had, it was part of Kavanaugh's thing about indigenous people, which is where Hirono from Hawaii was talking about.
I love
and
her,
and
by
used
the
that
way
against she's Murkowski because yeah of the indigenous people of Alaska. That also, and okay Murkowski was a write-in winner. She
yeah
she wasn't on
yeah
the ballot.
She's done
she
it
was primaried out by
she got primaried and then went, yeah, watch this.
Yeah, and was written in and won.
I oh love wow that story.
I have to yeah tell you, I did not know that.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to read about
and
that.
And that
yeah
tells me she knew her constituency, that she knew sure that she could even do that and not get laughed out of the, you know, process.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they really like that. Yeah. And I love
she's
that
the, she gets the hero award on this one.
And I love that that fucking idiot Palin tweeted.
What did she say?
I can't.
Oh, you didn't see that?
I did
no
not.
What did that?
So Murkowski voted against him, and Palin says, I can see it. What is it she said? I can see 2020 from my house.
Oh, no. What a bitch.
Bring
she's
it, bitch.
She's
oh
you're having trouble
God
keeping your kids from getting arrested and knocked up.
I can see 20.
Appreciate this
yeah
for a minute, though.
She can
yeah
see Russia from her house.
For a minute. That's.
Like, she's going to run against her.
She's a horrible person, but
yeah
that's awesome.
Oh, that's funny.
That's
yeah
brilliant mm-hmm and genius. Good for her.
Well, it's funny. I mean, I get the humor in it, but still, like, really, Palin, just calm down.
Yeah.
You
well,
can't
it also kind of goes to this
it
weird,
also means
I
she's
can
gonna
see
run
Russia
she's gonna run
from my house.
Can you imagine?
And Russia runs the elections. That's what I see. She's a cunt.
Yeah, no.
You know, so what, where it is,
tomatoes.
With tomatoes.
Potatoes.
Sorry, I was trying to find the thing about her mom and what she had said.
We believe
just the
you
the little
we believe
no
you.
it was a really great quote that she had, and I just wanted to find it, but I can't. So
I we could bring it up next week, but there was a story that I saw briefly online. I don't know if anybody else saw it. A mother somewhere had posted a picture of her son.
I almost did that story.
Graduating, and the summary of the story was basically the mother had done the post of her son who had graduated from
the
some
Naval Academy.
Was it Naval Academy?
Oh, yeah. I saw this
saying
today
that he was number one in his class, and he was this that. Well, she wrapped the whole thing up with hashtag him too.
Oh.
And he reposted,
and he said, and saying
like,
that he would not date girls.
Yeah, he wouldn't date girls, and he would do this.
Because of these feminist liars.
He went through, she went through this whole thing, and he came out and posted, like, oh, no, don't associate me with that mom, and did his own post about it.
And said, sometimes people we love do really stupid things that hurt us. Meaning his mother.
Slamming his mother online right about this. I thought it was interesting that
the
he
post
was
said, this is my son. He graduated number one in boot camp. He was awarded the USO award. He was number one in A school. He's a gentleman who respects women. He won't go on solo dates in the current climate of false sexual accusations by racist feminists, or radical feminists, I'm sorry, with an axe to grind. I vote. Hashtag him too.
So his response...
She has since deleted her entire
account. Oh, she...
Account.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Because
oh, her whole account.
Because they came after her. Yeah.
Well, because they came for her, right.
Do you have his response?
It's
now, what
so
is,
good.
Hang on. Now, what is hashtag him too? It has become a way for people, often conservatives, to express their support for men who they believe have been falsely accused of sexual assault or harassment.
Oh, my God.
Parenthetically, false reports of sexual assault are rare.
Between 2 and 6%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Because you know how miserable it is to report that kind of shit?
Yeah.
Like, imagine going through that on purpose.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to be some kind of psychotic to go through
really
that
do
on purpose.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like choosing to be gay. Right. Why would you go through this much oppression?
Very similar to All Lives Matter.
Right.
Or Blue Lives Matter.
All bullshit.
Him Too developed as a backlash to the Me Too movement in which women across politics, entertainment, and business have come forward with their experiences of sexual misconduct and brought powerful men to account. Not enough of them, I say, but I gotta start somewhere. Him Too was energized in particular by Kavanaugh and all that whole business. Mr. Hansen, the boy in the picture, nope, I'm sorry, that wasn't the boy in the picture, I lied. I assumed. He's a Navy veteran, it says. Had never heard of the hashtag before his phone started going off as he took a marketing exam at the University of Central Florida. He hurriedly completed the test and stepped outside. He said, I was worried something serious was happening. Oh, no, it was him. But it was just his friend sending him his mother's tweet.
Wow.
Hashtag mom's lost her mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Mom, get off Twitter.
Right, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And to use your son like that and lie.
Well, and just It's gross.
And his response is great. He said, I, that's not true. Like, but she said, isn't true. He said, I'm a cat dad, a supporter of women. And he was like, and wow. he said, Twitter response people, you're on point. Like, cause they did some really funny things. Like, This is my son. And they were putting like Guy Fieri.
Hysterical. Those are super funny.
Yeah.
That one says, this is my son. He graduated number one from the University of Flavortown.
Oh my
He was awarded 3 banging fajita poppers. He was number one in Flamin' Hot Crunch. He won't go on solo dates due to the current climate of false accusations of taking the last slice of pizza.
Oh, God.
I vote hashtag him too.
Oh.
Twitter's funny.
It is. I'm going to have to look that up.
Mom, get off Twitter.
Seriously.
Some people need to get off Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my heavens.
Wow.
Well, thank you all. We did it. Another show in the bag. Now, next week, you'll be back with us, Doug.
I will
Very
be.
Busy. Yeah.
The whole cast will be here. All 5 of us will be here sipping champagne. So it's going to be a bubbly, fun show celebrating our 300th episode, which actually is tonight. But we're going to celebrate it next week because Al will be back. So we encourage you all to set your timers, your DVRs, wake the kids, phone the neighbors, and let them know that we're going to be
take your depression medication before.
And get your Xanax from a qualified pharmacist. That was what we would suggest.
Right. Yes, please.
My heaven's sakes alive.
Very busy. Yes.
Well, thanks everybody in the chat room for joining us all evening, as you always do. And as we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will see you next Tuesday.
We out.
This ain't my first time at the rodeo.